Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Vatican in Rome, Italy. Pope Francis says that atheists can go to heaven and that same-sex marriage is condoned by the Catholic Church. That's the headline. David James comes to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Another of the controversies that the Pope has been involved in over the years, and this one is about even atheists going to heaven. Did not the Catholic Church used to teach, David, that you had to be baptized into a Catholic Church to be saved?
You're right, Jimmy. But as I said, that really all changed with Vatican II in the 1960s. And since the Catholic Church teaches a works-based salvation, replacing faith with faithfulness and truth with sincerity, if someone sincerely lives out what they believe, whatever that might be, then that person could potentially be saved.
You have mentioned in the past the infallibility of the bishops. The Pope is the Bishop of Rome. So what happens when he makes a statement that comes in conflict with the teaching of the church? For example, this week, the Pope said he endorsed civil union laws for same-sex couples. What about that?
Well, the infallibility of the bishops and papal infallibility, which is a subset of that. So this doctrine means that when bishops make a formal decision as a group, or when the Bishop of Rome personally makes a formal declaration that something is true and must be believed, and in fact, popes have made infallible proclamations only twice in history. And so this recent statement about civil union laws for same-sex couples was a quote from a new documentary in which the Pope said this: "Homosexual people have a right to be in a family. They're children of God and have a right to a family. What we have to create is a civil union law. That way they are legally covered." But Jimmy, not only is this against church teaching, he seems to contradict himself, because in 2010, when he was cardinal in Argentina, he said this: "There are absolutely no grounds for considering homosexual unions to be in any way similar or even remotely analogous to God's plan for marriage and family." So I would say he's a very confused individual and confusing the church as well.
David James with details about the Pope's recent declarations that atheists can go to heaven and same-sex marriage must be condoned by the Catholic Church. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. This report from David James is for the purpose of informing all Catholics and non-Catholics of the recent statements from Pope Francis. The Pope's statements contradict the Bible, which is God's Word. The two declarations, atheists can go to heaven and same-sex marriage must be condoned by the Catholic Church, are refuted in John 14:6 and Romans 1. God's Word is the absolute authority, not the Catholic Church. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...